want to move on a little bit. That is it in terms of underachievers. So if you're an underachievers fan and don't want to hear us talk about hockey more, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. But if you want to keep listening to us talk about hockey, you know,
now's the time.
Keep listening. Yeah. Or welcome. If
bonus
this is
content.
This is just on the Remember Quick podcast. It's been a hot minute since we've talked hockey. We only did two hockey podcasts in 2023, one being our usual annual trade deadline special, which you'll see later this week as well, obviously, because it's our tradition. You got to stick to it. The other one being right before the playoffs started, we did that as well. And those are the only podcasts, because the Flyers were ungodly watchable, unwatchable.
Yeah.
That I just, and we just couldn't. Yeah. We didn't even, I could, the most I could watch was a period and be like, all right, that's it.
Yeah, it's just, it was the most.
And if it was
0-0,
if it was 0-0, I was like, perfect. This is a great game.
Yeah. and like the moment, like they, or even if they had leads, like, I say, all right, when's the first goal coming for the other team, waiting for them to spoil the game?
It's sad to say, because it was like the first time I ever felt like a bandwagon fan, especially with the Flyers, because. We've watched seasons, but we watched those Hacksaw years when they started turning. When they,
I don't even think they were this bad during
but
the Hacksaw years.
They still had those stretches where they like lose 10 in a row. It's like, oh my god, this is bad.
Yeah. Well, so that was the ironic thing. Is like they would win 10 in a row, they would miss the playoffs, but they would lose 10 in a row and they would make the playoffs. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
but
so
I will
as
say
to
this too.
Yeah.
I think the big thing, and you and I were both very critical on this, because even though we weren't talking podcast hockey wise, we still talked hockey here and there.
Oh,
but once Briere came in and Jonesy being a president and everything, we thought, because they fully went to this, we're gonna start selling off and rebuilding and everything. You and I both thought that Tortorella probably wasn't the best coach to kind of lead that, because for me at least, it felt like that wasn't his forte. He wasn't going to do well.
No, it's not.
And I also thought that because his last coaching spot was in Columbus.
Columbus.
That was kind of a similar situation there. No, it was the downfall of when they were making the playoffs to when they just weren't good anymore. And
that's
completely
kind
screwed
of the
up
thing,
and
too,
got nothing for their players.
Well, so, and that's what I mean. So that's why I'm kind of worried about, like, well, so I will say, even though Breer is a quote-unquote rookie GM, Jonesy's a, you know, is brand new to the hockey ops president role. They are veteran hockey people. Not saying that Jarmo Kekäläinen for Columbus, who was the GM at that time, he was recently let go a couple of weeks ago now. But in 2019 for Columbus, you got to remember, they had a decision to make. They had Sergei Bobrovsky, Artemi Panarin, Matt Duchene added at the deadline, and they thought, what do we want to do with this team? They thought, well, we just traded for Matt Duchene.
They
from
still had
Colorado.
Seth, they had Seth Jones.
They still had Bob.
And
they Seth Jones. They still Wierenski. Wierenski's still there, of course, but still a very young.
But this is like
Wierenski.
This is when they were like that shutdown kind of pair,
Wierenski
and Seth
And
Jones.
So they had decision making. Jarmo said, "You know what? Screw it. It doesn't matter what happens. Let's go for it." And hey, you gotta give them some credit. They not
Cam
only
Atkinson
beat
too.
this 60 Cam Atkinson, it was still pretty darn good at the time. They beat a 62-win Tampa Bay Lightning. Not only just beat them, they swept them and swept them pretty damn bad. So they clearly, and honestly, I think if they had one or two good bounces, just the puck luck you see in games or anything like that, I think they could have beat Boston that year. They were a pretty dang good team. I think they probably would have lost in the conference finals to, my God, 2019. I'm drawing a huge blank right now, which is pretty bad for me.
St. Louis won.
St. Louis beat Boston in seven. Okay, so that
would have been the
Boston. Well, so Boston beat Columbus to get to the conference finals. I can't recall who Boston beat that year in the conference finals. Carolina.
Carolina.
Yeah, because they've made several conference finals and just have nothing to show for somehow. But either way, I think that Carolina probably would have won to the cup if it wasn't for Boston there. So either way, because Columbus would just ran out of juice. But no, so regardless, though, Jarmo said, screw it, let's go for it. Chips all in, you know, pushing for everything. And then at the end of it, that offseason, they lost everybody. Panarin, Bobrovsky, Duchesne. I'm trying to think of some other big pieces. They lost like half the pieces, if not more than half their pieces that they
The big
got.
pieces they lost, those are the
Well, that's a
big
good point. They
pieces.
lost all big pieces. Sure, they cleared up a lot of cap space, but
They got nothing
could you
for him.
imagine what you could have gotten for Panarin?
Yeah.
But even Bob, you could argue you could have gotten at least a couple picks back. Like I don't know if you would get you could argue for like a late first round pick because
Well,
he won two
let's
Vezinas for Columbus.
he didn't get his contract with Florida until he went to Florida. So I think Florida
Well,
would have
right.
maybe been one of those teams that would have sent them a little something, something.
Yeah, exactly. So, but either way, though, so that's what I'm. And again, Torts was the head coach there. So what I'm worried about is. I love what he is, and again, I'll be the first to say I was dead wrong with what
Yeah, I was
Torts brings
wrong.
to this
Yeah.
team. Hey, good for him, good for him.
That's
But
kind of what I was
I
trying to get to.
was,
That's kind of
yeah.
what I was getting to with talking about Torts
My
is
bad.
like
I kind of forgot about that. Sorry.
I was very
We were
going into
wrong.
this season and seeing how last season was like I was very unsure because of
I
how he wasn't
literally
playing
said
guys
they
and all this
would have
stuff was
won.
like
They would. I literally said they would have gotten 5 more points than last year. I said that multiple times because I said, "Yeah, we'll be better
yeah.
because we got Atkinson back, we got Couturier back, and a healthier Joel Farabee who has a full training off season." I literally said 5 points better, still pretty bad, but it's gonna be more fun to watch. I was dead wrong, and hey, I'm happy I'm dead wrong. Same time, I'm like
I
mildly
think
concerned because I don't want to see them head down the same path that. Yarmo and Torts and the Blue Jackets went down. Now,
it's a
I
little,
do
it's a
think
different situation though.
it's very different because
Because the Flyers don't
I
have any
also,
big, the only big name player you can argue is TK. Everyone else is no big, like superstar or anything.
right. And so that's one thankfully big difference. Now, the other thing I'm worried about is like, I just don't want to see where, and I think, I don't care if Breer's a rookie GM. I'm sure I'm biased. I love the guy. Even when he's at Buffalo as a player, I loved him. I think he's one of those rare GMs that, and like former players that can step and roll just like this. I'm sure would I love to see him be like gain more experience? Yeah, absolutely. But so far, what he's done, and this is the best way to describe it,
This
is
is a big
you
test, though.
can't, it's a very big test. I think he's standing his ground, which I'm happy to see. I don't want to see him kind of, lose sight of like, I think that he's definitely got a lot of decisions to make, and he's still having those tough decisions. He's got soon to be three or four more days until the deadline this upcoming Friday, 4 more days, and yeah, until he has to say, "Hey, are we selling these guys, or are we going to add a depth piece? Are we going to add a backup goaltender?"
Because they're
And that's
pretty
where I get the
solid
worry.
in terms of where they're on the playoffs and everything. So,
Right, because right now I'm looking at the standings. They are third in Metro. They're 7 points behind Carolina, 5 points above the Islanders,
then six above.
six against the Caps. And you could argue even seven above New Jersey. That's the cutoff. Pittsburgh has fallen off completely. They're 27, 24, and eight. Sure, they're 2 points behind New Jersey, 3 behind Washington, 4 behind Islanders, but they're 9 points behind Philly for third. You're not catching them. So I think the cutoff is New Jersey, who ironically just fired Lindy Ruff.
Jeffrey, you may be
So,
right. Your prediction may finally be right.
yeah. So my prediction for what Whitmer is referring to, if
To
it's the one I'm
remind
thinking of,
everyone.
yes. So I think the year was April 2019. The Tampa Bay Lightning decided to, I guess, part ways, or if not, their GM at the time,
No, he
since
just,
Steve
I
Eiserman,
think he was
or
just
no,
leaving the,
he left. I can't
he
remember
left.
things, but
He
he
left.
left Tampa Bay, and at some point in time in April 2019, he signed with and became the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. And at that time, they said, "Give the Detroit Red Wings under Steve Eiserman 5 years, 5 years, and I guarantee you they will make the playoffs." Right now, they are 6 points out of third in the Atlantic behind the Toronto Maple Leafs. But
You got the
right
number
now, the
one
way
wildcard spot.
they got the number one wildcard spot, the way they're a point behind ahead of the Flyers. Anyway, they're tied with Tampa Bay in the Atlantic. Either way, here's my thing. I think there are going to be five teams in the Atlantic, Detroit being one of them, and only three in the Metro with
Well,
the
yeah.
cutoff. Yeah.
We'll see how
So
that.
the real question is, who's going to be that third team in Metro? The good news is for me is like, it's a good news, bad news scenario. Like, good news for me, it's going to be the Flyers no matter what. I really think that the Flyers can make the playoffs, which is
Unless
kind
there's
of a
a
scary thing.
drastic fall off, they're
Exactly. Unless there's an
making the
absolute
playoffs.
ridiculous fall off, which you never know. Something could happen. Like, honestly, and this is what I like,
And
it
for the
worries
most
me a tiny
part,
bit.
without TK, they've kind of righted the ship a little bit.
Yeah, which
They've
I
kind of
don't
gone
know
up and
how that's
down, but
possible. Yeah. Either way, though, so I think it's really going to be Philly
even
or the
losing Hart too,
Islanders.
that didn't really
Yeah.
deter them too much either.
Somehow, yes, because Sam Emerson has stood on his head. He's been outstanding. And yeah, dude, all the right guys are chipping in. Sure, you would like to see more production from like
Yeah, I
Couturier.
don't. Also, I
TK when he
don't.
gets back. Yeah.
I also phrase this too. I don't expect this to be like a sustainable thing for the Flyers either.
No.
That's why I think,
Well, so,
rightfully
and that's what
so,
it's,
both Keith
they need
Johnson
to
and Danny
sell.
Briere have said constantly
Yeah.
that they're still looking to the future and selling because
Right.
everybody's overachieving this season. So that's pretty much
Exactly. Which,
why
and hey,
this
good for them.
is why they're in the playoff spot.
And Breer even said it himself. It's not to disrespect the team. It's like he even said, he's like, I did not expect, he was asked, like, did you even expect any of this? He's like, no, like, everyone's like overachieved, which is amazing. And that's what you want in a rebuilding team. My preference is that I would have loved for them to miss about this one more year, just because there are some pretty good players in the top 10. You could argue top 15, but after that it kind of falls off. That's just me though. But I mean, hey, depends on how fast this rebuild goes. I mean, I think it's gonna be a faster rebuild than most people expect.
I think we'll see more so once Mitchkov actually gets here, how that actually
Right.
ends up
And
being.
that's what I mentioned earlier in the podcast.
The bigger thing, I think,
For
at the
those who
moment
didn't
is
hear,
still trying to
is
find
Hunter
that
Hughes.
center because it does hurt that you did have to
Yes.
lose Gauthier.
Yes, which really does suck. But either way, you need a number one center and number one D. You hope to have that number one D in Jamie Drysdale, who right
I
now
still have
is
yet
out
to
week to week
really.
with shoulder injury.
He's had moments, I still haven't yet to see
He's
that.
had moments. He's still got to grow. I think under a full season of Bradshaw with a full proper offseason, I think that's going to do
I mean,
wonders for
Cam. I
him.
still think Cam York still has that potential to be that. So,
Yeah,
if it's
he
sent, so.
does. And I don't want to close the door on New York just yet for that potential either. So I think those two defensive pair together is very exciting. So now for the number one C position, that's where it's coming to the point. It's like you don't really get many of those guys in free agency anymore. So it's literally going to have to be from drafting somebody or a trade. And that's why I was hoping for like a Mack Celebrini kind of esque player who's the projected first overall pick this year's draft. He does play wing. He has played center before and everything like that. So I think he's more likely a center, though. That's just what I think. But either way, depending on what all he really wants to, sorry, the Flyers want to do, they got options. But I think with the deadline coming up Friday, they got to sell. The toughest part with that, though, is.
There's really only three guys that are really on that block, and that's.
So it's Sean Walker, Scott Laughton, and Nick Seeler. And I
Yeah.
think two out of the three are going to be here to stay. That is Laughton and Seeler. The only one I think is gone for sure is Sean Walker. The only way Scott Laughton's getting traded is if a team offers up a first round pick. I think if a team does offer that first round pick, if they're looking for that depth scoring, it's Edmonton.
If they're that desperate,
So,
yeah.
well, so it has been known recently that Ken Holland is shopping around that first round pick, or it sounds like he's willing to get rid of that first round pick this year, which honestly, and it sounds like a Ken Holland trade. I wouldn't be shocked if he even forks over that first round pick for Sean Walker because they are desperate on right-handed defensemen and he loves his right-handed shots. So I think that you could realistically see Kenny Holland trade for 2024 first and prospect for Walton.
Yeah.
Or Walker, or even Walker and Sealer together. So we'll see. But now I'm very excited for this Friday. I can't believe this deadline's finally here.
It took
I've
long
been dying
enough.
for this. It really did. I
I
feel
do
like
have a
it's getting
question,
slower
but
and
I'm going
slower
to
every year.
save it for the actual
Yep,
deadline
that
itself.
sounds
So you're
good.
going to have to wait and see for that one.
Can't wait.
But yeah, to finish my actual thought on kind of Tortorella, because I haven't really completely finished on that front. I do think actually he should be a Jack Adams finalist this year,
He on
for
100% should be a Jack Adams
sure.
Atlas.
Also,
Absolutely. And
I think this season, or coming into being on the Flyers and this kind of trying to go back to a little bit of back when Ed Snyder, they're tr obviously trying to get back to that
They got their identity
family-esque
back, and you have not
kind
had that
of,
in years.
yeah. But I think, especially ever since Ross kind of sat down with him, I think he's kind of changed as a coach. Because obviously the big fear we had with him was, sitting useful guys who needed the ice time, like Frost for the longest time. But then he finally had that sit down with him, and he produced for him, which actually helped him stay in the lineup. And I think he obviously is kind of hard to be around at times as a coach, but I think as he's kind of got older and everything, I think
It's gotten better.
he's gotten a little bit better as his
He
coaching.
he's matured more as a coach, which is kind of bizarre to say, but it's true. Like, even from the time he was in from
Which is why I
Tampa
bring up
Bay,
Columbus, because there was
right?
rumors of guys like not loving how he was yelling at co at players and everything.
Which we even saw that the other game. So with Bobby Brink, so there's room for him to grow. So I think he'll be
He's
here to
still
the end of his contract,
gonna
and
do
then
Tortorella things during the
exactly,
games and
yeah.
everything.
But yeah, so either way, it's exciting times, much more exciting than last year. But we got our deadline special coming up. The deadline is Friday, 3 p.m. Don't forget, trades can trickle in after that 3 p.m. deadline. So
And that's the
we will be
first of a
on.
million times you're going to see that.
Yes, exactly. So we had a first.
Right.
With that, we will see you Friday.
Yes. And with that, we are done with both podcasts. Until next week, until our 1 year or 4 year anniversary for underachievers, we will see you next time.